Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Dickerson Wright, the CEO, president, and chairman of NV5 Global Incorporated. The company trades on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is NVEE. Thanks for joining us today there, Dickerson.
Thank you, Juan, and good morning, everyone. I'm very pleased to speak with you today.
Yeah, always good to have you on. So for some of our listeners that didn't catch our interview from last time, can you provide us with a history and intro?
Yeah, sure. We have grown quite a bit, Juan, since our last interview. But, you know, we were a small, very small microcap company, went public in 2013 in March, and market cap was about $25 million. We went public at $6 a share with a warrant, and you know that, so was the raise was actually under $10 million. And so since then, we've been very fortunate to have steady progress, and now our market cap is about $375 million since 2013. Stock is trading today a little over, under $36 a share, over $35. We've succeeded in doing two raises. When we went public, we were under 6 million shares outstanding. Now we're at 10 million 200 shares outstanding. And our earnings per share has increased significantly, and I believe it's around $1.62 on adjusted earnings per share and slightly under that on GAAP. So we're happy. Grown the company to revenues at the IPO. We were around $68 million, and now we're projecting a run rate revenue of over $300 million entering into 2017. So very supportive investors, and the market and infrastructure space seems to be moving along very nicely now. So that's what I'm pleased to report.
Great. And so bring us up to speed on some of your recent news, including your quarterly results and JBA Consulting Engineers acquisition.
Okay, great. Yes. You know, we wish our business was linear, where we could just have the foresight to predict revenue quarter by quarter. Unfortunately, our clients look at longer-term contracts, and so sometimes contracts are subject to delay, sometimes contracts get accelerated. So in this case, we had a very strong quarter. Our quarter was year-over-year significantly up over 2015, same time. Had organic growth quarter over quarter, but we worked through a significant project delays in the New Jersey, the political impasse in the New Jersey Transit Authority, where there was a gas tax increase that was finally went into law, and those projects are starting in the fourth quarter. We also had some erosion in our pipeline business, which we now have converted from a pure staffing inspection business to more of a compliance business and in pipeline integrity business, and this is really following and supporting the new federal mandate of the Pipes Act. So having said that, still a strong quarter, still growth in earnings per share, still growth in revenue, still organic growth quarter over quarter, and even with the delays in the projects, we had organic growth for the quarter of 1%, but if those projects would have continued on just in a normal without being delayed, the organic growth would have been at 8%. Speaking of JBA, very exciting acquisition for us. We have, as you know, Juan, we have five verticals of service. Our universe is really doing well in each of those five verticals. That's why we're called NV5. There's no magic to it. It could be NV27 if we feel we have the leadership and the market opportunity to be in another service vertical. But one of those five verticals is energy. And our energy is not dependent on energy production. It is more inside the building envelope, and it's dependent on energy updates, standby power, and we are in the Pentagon right now. We've been embedded there for years. We're in five embassies around the world through the acquisition of Sebesta. So now the acquisition of JBA is truly a leading-edge mechanical, electrical, plumbing design firm specializing in fire safety, noise acoustics, and anything in the hospitality industry that is not dependent on new construction, so to speak. It's really dependent on advance updates in energy. So JBA has a very long-term successful office in Hong Kong, in Macau. They're in Las Vegas with the casino projects bringing us worldwide. So we love that business because it is not construction cycle dependent, but it's constant input in energy efficiency, and it will transport or be a platform for our other services, environmental services, where when we look at buildings, we're always looking at indoor air quality, so that supports the other verticals. Just a comment, though, on the energy. We do a tremendous amount of energy work with utilities that produce energy. San Diego Gas and Electric, Exxon, Florida Power and Light, many, many power companies in that space. But that's really handled in our infrastructure vertical. So JBA is a real exciting, if you put JBA and Sevesta together, it probably puts us in the top 10 of mechanical engineering and plumbing companies in the U.S. So we're very, very pleased with the acquisition.
Well, great. And so what are the key trends that you're focusing on right now in the sector and how you continue to position the company to capitalize?
Well, I'll say this. We're very pleased to be in the space. We're in the infrastructure. And in fact, I got a call from one of our key investment bankers after the election, and he said it sounds like the president-elect said to buy NV5 stock because he really spoke on the need for infrastructure. And that's the space we're in. We're in with departments of transportation, many municipalities, and we're known in that space of supporting infrastructure. So that, of course, is very good for us. So, you know, we do have many other service offerings, but infrastructure is what leads the other verticals, and we want to approach our client at the highest level. We think the opportunity infrastructure with municipalities is even going to be more opportunistic than just the state transportation or state infrastructure agencies, because there'll be federal grant money involved, and the local municipalities really do not have on staff the expertise to go after the grants needed, the design work needed, the request for proposals needed, and that's really a space that we're in. I think you may have, did you ask about the funding or how we're going to go about expanding the company opportunities? I don't know if you asked me that, and I didn't want to blur over that question, if you did.
Go ahead. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
The funding in the company, and just a little bit about our balance sheet. We're fairly unique. We don't really believe in leverage. We've grown from that $68 million to the $300 million run rate in revenue with very little leverage at all. Our enterprise debt is less than 1-to-1, as you know, it's very well. And the only debt we have on our balance sheet is acquisition seller carry back about $16 million. Even after the acquisition of JBA, we still have about $22 million in cash, and we possibly cash flow about $6 million a quarter in our business. But having said that, you know, we did two significant raises of equity in May of last year, 2015. We raised $32 million, and in May of this year, we raised another $51 million, putting more stock out there, but accretively. So that has also given us the cash for acquisitions, and we deployed most of that down to that $21 million or so that I mentioned. But right now, and this was newsworthy since we released it, we have entered into an agreement with a financial institution for a $140 million line of credit because we believe debt is much better financing than equity. We haven't used it, but it's an $80 million feature with a $60 million accordion, so we are well positioned to grow the company significantly past the $300 million because you know, we have a credit vehicle in place now. We're cash flowing, and we really have little debt. We have no operating debt. The only debt we have, as I said, is through acquisition. So, you know, I always knock on wood, which is my head, but I think I think very good. We're in very good place right now.
And what are some of the other key factors, Dickerson, that you feel make NV5 unique from some of the other players in the sector?
Well, what we preach to ourselves and to anyone that will listen, the most important thing and a differentiator for ND5 is to have a very flat organization. We think we can compete with many, many big national players when you put the best person forward in front of a client. So our organization is designed so that our real entrepreneur leaders, the one run, the CEOs running each of those verticals, are really the face of the client. So we can compete very, very competitively with big national firms in the geographical areas we are because we can put our best people forward. So we believe that an organization has to be designed so that it allows our people to do what they do best. Meet with the clients, grow the business, add efficiencies, and improve the profitability and organic growth above our industry competitors. And to do that, we believe in having an organization that is designed to look outward, look to growth, and not to be internalized. So we don't believe in transformational acquisitions that we're worried about clients being shared or geographical locations the same, or we have to worry about real estate, or we have people thinking internally. We want our people thinking externally. So when they think internally, I liken it to, they may say many things, but when you make an acquisition, and it's a large acquisition, your real key people that are supporting that integration and supporting that growth, they have a little music playing in their head, and they're waiting for the music to stop and grab a chair. And we don't want that. We don't want people thinking that they have to worry about where their place is going to be. So the key to our success is, and challenge is, keeping our organization flat, make acquisitions that are easily identified as supporting the existing five vertical structure, and to keep the organization from not internalizing over integrations or acquisitions. So it's easier said than done, but our secret is, we've had a management team with us for many years. Some going over 25 years have been with me. This is the second public company we've done together. But the key really is to have that organization that is thinking out there, thinking towards organic growth and thinking of profitability, not thinking of, am I going to have a job and what is it going to be? So I think that's what our challenge is.
Right, and what are the other main goals and milestones you're hoping to accomplish over the course of the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, our industry, and I think it'll improve now because of the infrastructure politics involved. Our industry's had a relatively flat organic growth. We are considered by our industry to be a roll-up strategy, but roll-ups do not work if it's not pure financial. So we have to add value, and that's the only reason we will do an acquisition if we know that we are perceived by the seller to add value, and we really see a place for the selling company within our organization. So how do you measure that? We are projecting organic growth between 8 to 10%, and we've grown organically over 9% since inception. And this is, we think we're very proud of this. We're not boastful, but we're proud that we're able to grow organically while still integrating all of these acquisitions. So we think we're looking for 8 to 10% organic growth over the next year, and we're looking at profitability above, significantly above the upper 5% in our industry. So we projected to the world that we're going to be 12 to 15% EBITDA on net revenues, and that's significantly above the industry. So that's where we're going on operation, and we think we're going to grow significantly by acquisitions also.
So as far as investors and the financial community are concerned, what are some of your key drivers there that you wish perhaps they better understood about the company?
Well, I think in any service business, and particularly our business, you're really betting on management. And I can tell you this. If we like to say in some of our presentations, been there, done that, our management team has been together with processes for the five key things that we have in integration, which are finance, human resources, risk management, a robust branding IT capability, and M&A. This whole team have been with me and been with us together well over 20 years. So it's, we know the process, we know how fragile an industry this is, and we know that just to stay focused on what we are doing with our management team, we think that is what investors should be very interested in. And this is not the first time we've done it. You know, imagine, I think we have some pretty giddy investors that were with us at $6 in the IPO and now had got a warrant for free, doubled that, and now the stock is trading at $35 a share. That's like a 600% return. But we think that if you look at our EPS, it's still very modest. So there's still quite an opportunity for investors. And so I think you measure those things by, is the company growing organically? Is the company profitable? And is the valuation still in reach? And so I think that's what makes a very good opportunity for our listeners or potential investors.
Certainly. So once again, joining us today is Dickerson Wright, the Chairman, CEO, and President of NV5 Global. The company trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol NVEE. As mentioned, currently trading at $35.80 a share. Market cap is about $370 million. And before we conclude, a recap some of your key points. Why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity today?
Well, if you want a company that's had a track record of growth, and particularly since this time we've been public, but before that, a company that is not, you know, we've had our acquisition person's been with us since 1998. We've had a record of making acquisitions that we've integrated and grown. So if they want a company that is growing organically above the industry, more profitable than the industry, and priced at earnings per share still relatively as an opportunity, and has gone up 600% in valuation and has gone up 5 times in market cap just since we went public, I think that, you know, we have a clear runway ahead of us for future opportunity and growth. So I think those are the key things, the drivers to watch: organic growth, profitability, and integration of potential acquisitions. And those are the three things that we think we do very well.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And we'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Dickerson. And
Juan, just a second. I'd like to give some kudos to your firm and the analyzer. You remembered us very early on, and so I think for your listeners, this is it underscores the value that the Wall Street Analyzer can bring to your listeners, because you're finding companies as evidence about finding us when we were very small and following us from that point.
I appreciate the feedback, and it's always good to find, undiscovered gems and see them, take off.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the opportunity today, Juan. We appreciate your continued interest and your listeners' continued interest in NV5.